You are listening to episode 100 of the FitsPro podcast, and today is my 2020 recap. This is something that I like to do at the end of the year. It is not just to give you information about my year. It is hopefully to motivate slash inspire slash put whatever word you want there that makes people take action to reflect on your year, what happened, what were some wins, and hopefully have that give you direction heading into the new year, which happens to be 2021. So if you are into reflection, looking back, looking at wins, and just improving on the next year, this episode is going to be for you. So without further ado, let's dive in. The FitsPro podcast is your no BS approach to seeking out truth in the world that is online health and fitness. You'll see through the lens of the trainer, the trainee, and the entrepreneur. I'm your host, Annie Miller, certified strength and conditioning specialist, entrepreneur, lover of sleep, lattes, and dinosaurs, aka not your average FitsPo. And my aim is to help you grow your mind, body, and business through knowledge and authenticity so that you too can become a FitsPro. Remember that you do need to check the show notes. If you have not left me a review and given me 5 stars yet, what even are you doing? Come on, help a girl out. Go to iTunes or Apple Podcasts or whatever the heck it is called now. Give me 5 stars and leave a written review. If you do that, you'll be entered to be the reviewer of the week as well as the listener of the month. And the listener of the month gets 50% off any non-membership program of mine as well as a freebie from Frey Skincare. That is always announced in the show notes as well as Annie's weekly wrap. And you can subscribe to that at anniemiller.co/news. It is tradition for me to recap my year, and I've always done it since owning a business. It's one of my favorite things to do. I am a fan of reflection, if you don't know that. But then I started sharing that recap of my year with all of you via the podcast. So here we are, rounding out one of the weirdest years in history. This year was a lot of things to a lot of different people. That's why I say quote unquote weird, because weird quite literally means not normal. And that is the truth. That is the basic truth of 2020. I mention that because your year was different than my year and different than any other listener's year. And that's important to note. So my hope is to simply share my recap of 2020, some questions that I've asked, and resources that I have used to reflect on the past year. And I am not done doing so, by the way. Hands down, my favorite way to recap my year is via Hillary Rushford's Year Reflection. This resource is pretty in-depth, but it's so, so, so important for me personally to do. So maybe you'll hate it, I don't know, but it's my favorite. We straight up forget what happened. That's the point of doing a year reflection. Even in the pandemic, even with it being an election year here in the US, we forget about the small wins and the processes that we went through and how we felt during different months and events that took place. We lose sight of the year. Truly. My personal favorite part of the reflection that Hillary does is that it forces you to focus intrinsically, to look at yourself, what you did, how you felt, relationships that you have, where you grew, where you didn't grow, what you're responsible for within your own life. And I love this. I'm a huge fan of that. We can't blame. We can only look at what happened in our life and what we did or didn't do. So here we go. It is very important to keep in mind that I recognize how incredibly blessed I was to continue working through this year, to have stability, to have the ability to pivot if needed, to have a far higher level of control or perception of control than a lot of other people did. And that is not at all lost on me. I share episodes like these to let you behind the scenes of Annie Miller Concepts in hopes that you gain something in a reflective slash planning session of your own. That my experience somehow helps you with yours, okay? my reflection is always a mix of real life and business because they coexist. They affect one another. And it's silly, in my opinion, to pretend that they don't. So people who really, really, really try to separate completely business from personal, I don't agree with that. I also don't think they need to be completely smashed together. I just think that they are intertwined. There is a relationship there. And I am sure that we all had goals at the beginning of 2020. Maybe those goals happened. Maybe they were postponed. Maybe they're not going to happen at all. But my personal goals were to travel the world for another year, January to June, and then September into January 2021. And to have our next phase of life kind of planned in that time. That was my goal for the personal side of things. So to basically travel the whole year, be home for 3 months in summer, and then in that time come up with what our next plan of action was going to be after we were done traveling. You can imagine how that went with the Rona. We flew home from Japan in April. Travels were suspended for the year. They weren't indefinitely suspended, but we figured we'd be home through 2020 for sure, just based on observing how the pandemic was going and looking at the future. Our personal plan was to stay with my mom for that gap in June to September. So for about 3 months, we figured we'd stay with my mom, and then we would figure out life after returning in January 2021. That was the original plan. Well, we are now living with my mother until our house is built, which is also contingent. We quickly decided upon returning from world travels that we would move forward with our post-travel plan, which was look for land and build. That was what we decided we wanted to do after we were done traveling, was we wanted to buy land and we wanted to build a house. That was part of the 2020 goal. We did know. So after traveling, like I said, we wanted to have land and build. So we simply decided to start exploring that option literally 3 weeks after we got home from world travels in April. We found a house plan that we absolutely loved. After looking at 3 5-acre lots, we put an offer in on one and secured that land. So we do now own 5 acres. We own a patch of grass. Go us. Yay. September 2020. Big things happening. The same month in September was when we were supposed to be gallivanting around Northern Europe on a 5-month road trip, which obviously did not happen. Instead, we tied ourselves to some dirt here in Washington, and our house plans are completed, kind of, still in the process. It's a very slow process to build a home. So we chose a different adventure. And so far, so good. We will see. I also think it's important to note, for me personally, that I am not married to any one idea for my life. I am willing to, you know, drop the house build and continue traveling, or rent if we need to for a while. Whatever. I'm not tied to one thing, but of course, I will share whatever adventures come along for the Millers and our life and Annie Miller concepts as those happen. So that was how the personal goals went. Essentially, we shifted. We did as much as we could to the original plan, and then we decided to shift accordingly. As for the business side of things, this year I had a goal for BBA, for Built by Annie, and it was a certain number. We came very, very close to hitting that number. And honestly, during a global pandemic, I'll take it. I am honestly so, so pleased with the way that Built by Annie has prospered and grown. And, you know, it was not a plan to have my assistant, Madeline, become the essential head coach for Built by Annie, but that has been absolutely amazing. And we will get into those pivots and why they happened and why they were necessary. So we need to discuss all of that, because I definitely had to shift in 2020, and that was not planned for Built by Annie. Quickly, another business goal was to not create anything new. That was a huge goal that I actually came up with in 2019. So I spent the latter half of 2017 all the way through the end of 2019 literally creating my entire offer suite. In 2019, I vowed that 2020 would be my year of not creating anything, of just launching stuff and working on my approach, my back end, how I was going to scale, product alignment, things like that. Well, listen, I didn't plan for a global pandemic when I made my 2020 goals, right? And I'm guessing you didn't either. So, a bit of a tangent here. This is what I love about the year reflection that Hillary does. You list what happened, like actual events that happened month by month, maybe something you completed, maybe something that happened, and then how you felt during that month. So you tie emotions, and it can be more than one emotion, of course, to different months. In March, I am honestly so pleased with how I handled my Built by Annie and my one-on-one clients when the pandemic started and there was a lot of uncertainty. So we adjusted, we communicated, and got all clients 6 weeks of body weight and dumbbell exercises and workouts ASAP. And I, of course, pushed and had a massive sale. So I made my body weight for weightlifters the cheapest that it has literally ever been. Like, I made it cheaper than the price that I launched it at, just to make it more accessible for a wider range of people who might be needing bodyweight workouts. By April 20th, so that was March, by April 20th, I knew I had to create Built by Annie at Home. I don't say that lightly, because Built by Annie at Home consists of 36 more months of programming that would be in line with the current programming of Built by Annie, a true at-home version of each Built by Annie tier, plus Premium 1 and Premium 2. It was a lot, like a freaking lot, but it was also needed, and it paid off big time. So I think over 50% of the enrollments that we had in our May launch were literally for the at-home versions of Built by Annie. So that proved to be needed, but again, that went against my goal of not creating anything new in 2020. But it was a necessary pivot, and one that adds value and adaptability to the program for as long as it exists. So we have people all the time jump between at-home and gym versions of whatever Built by Annie they are in, and that has continued to this day in December 2020, and I'm sure that will continue for as long as Built by Annie is a program. Other necessary things that took place in 2020 that were not planned were adding one-on-one business mentorship to my offer suite. I had said that I would never add that until I felt like I had the time and the space to actually give those clients what they needed, especially at the price point that one-on-one business mentorship comes at. So I have greatly enjoyed that. I will continue doing that into 2021. That is something I would likely drop potentially if we started traveling again, just because of the energy and the time that it takes from me. One-on-one, any kind of one-on-one mentorship by and large requires a lot of real life time and energy from the coach, right? Which is why it's at a higher price point typically. So if I continue that in 2021, that's because we aren't traveling and we are obviously here in our hometown and I have a lot more time on my hands to offer those clients. Another thing was making FitsPro Foundations completely evergreen with the help of a funnel expert, which we are going to test in January 2021. It has been technically evergreen behind the scenes since November. And I think eight to 10 people have joined since then, kind of behind the scenes. It is open right now for enrollment. And that is the idea with an evergreen program. So FitsPro Foundations will be open all the time. Every day, all day, every day, anyone can enroll. So it is not a hard open and close launch, but there's more to come with the Evergreen Funnel. And I will be doing a free workshop, Your Biz, Your Way, on January 3rd. So that is all part of that. That was huge. That was unplanned, but it is so, so needed heading into 2021 because I have other things I want to create and I needed more space. I needed a higher level of automation happening in my programs, and FitsPro Foundations was the perfect program to do that with. So next up was that I completely rebranded Annie Miller Concepts. That was also not planned, but in June, I had decided that I was going to, my offer suite was complete, first of all, and I knew what I wanted to do in 2021. I knew I wanted Fitzboro to be evergreen and that I was going to be completely rebuilding the course, which is already done, and I did not want to take the time to do that and finish that and then be like, oh, now I want to rebrand and I have to literally redesign all of that. So hired a branding expert and completely rebranded Annie Miller Concepts in the summer, essentially. And that was amazing. I'm so happy that I did. It turned out great, in my opinion. And the last thing that was unplanned was creating apparel for Educated Gains and Annie Miller Concepts. I also said I was not going to do that in 2020. And I went ahead and did it. It was fun. It is not a huge moneymaker. It is much more for brand recognition. And so I wasn't going to do that unless I had extra time, right? Unless I had gaps to where I could do that. And it can be open all the time now. People can purchase from my store and I can expand that. So that is done. That was not planned, but it was also something fun to do. Probably not necessary, but it was fun. So just let me tell you guys that the end of April, May, so basically the end of April through May, June, and July, were very intense months behind the scenes at Annie Miller Concepts. Obviously, there was a lot of pivoting happening both on the personal side and the business side. So all that is to say, I definitely ended up creating new products or services. It was needed. And though it was a lot of work, and a lot of work is an understatement. If you asked my assistant, Maddie, she would tell you that it was an intense amount of work, okay? So, but it was worth it. Also, mind you, I could only do these things because we were home and had the extra time. Time that would have been spent traveling on the go and things of that sort. So it made sense in the end to kind of pivot and do some of these things that were not planned in 2020. Those are my two main goals on the business side, were the Built by Annie numbers and then to not launch anything new. Other small things were included for sure, but I had way too many goals in 2019 and made it a point to keep it to only two big goals in 2020. And I definitely plan to do the same thing for 2021. And we'll likely talk about that in the next and last episode for a while. So if you missed my Instagram post or my email that I sent out, I am going to pause podcasting after episode 101. I do not have a comeback date. I don't suspect that it will be for a long period of time. I just need some time from podcasting. So I am taking a break because it is just another free platform that I give out information on. If all of that that I just talked about were things that went well, I think that it is also worth looking at things that not necessarily didn't go well, but maybe just lessons from the year. So lessons, again, that aren't necessarily bad. I just learned them during 2020, and this is not all of them by any means, but one was definitely pivoting is needed. We have to be willing to innovate and adapt, and I think that became very, very, very clear in 2020 on a lot of different levels, on personal levels, in fitness, in business, all of that. I think we had to pivot and adapt. Another one was to not hesitate. And when I say don't hesitate, in the same breath, you could just say your gut knows, like trust your gut. 2020 on the personal and the business side of things really pushed me to lean into and trust my intuition and my gut on several occasions. Next up, another lesson, and this is huge. Oversimplifying complex topics is dangerous. This is something I've done. This is something that is true on many levels and in regards to many, many topics. Again, I know that I personally did this and saw and experienced this in more than one way this year, on and off of social media, both. Oversimplifying complex topics is dangerous. Next one and the last one is rather obvious. I knew this before 2020, but it became very apparent in 2020, was that words matter, like, a lot. This is something, again, that I have always said. I've always been pretty aware of this, and I think I've taken words pretty seriously. I hope that it's known that I don't just throw words into the internet without some pretty serious levels of consideration. But even with that, we learn, we screw up, and when you have a large platform or even just an engaged audience that represents a brand or a personal brand, whatever, there are going to be repercussions for that. So I spent a good portion of 2020 looking at words. Words that I use in my daily life, words that I read, that I consume, that I listen to, that I use in my business, my marketing, my programs, etc. So I just thought that that was worth noting, and I could go into depth on that, but I am not going to for the sake of this episode being about 2020 goals and achieving them and or not achieving them and reflecting on those things. So if you have not reflected on the year, I highly suggest that you do so, especially in a year like 2020 that was weird, that was not normal. I think we can gain some insights from that, and I think it's worth doing. So month by month, look at what happened in your life, even if you don't buy, you know, a Hillary's journal or her yearly reflection. I don't even know if you can get it by itself, but you don't need to purchase something to do this. Just go month by month, look at what happened in your life, reflect on what events took place, or if there was nothing, write it out, and write out how you felt in those months. And then look at your year, maybe ask, like, what went well? What were some wins from this year? What did you set out to do? How did you pivot? And then look at what you would like to do in 2021. And maybe some multiple options for that, knowing that on January 1st, it's not just going to go back to normal, right? That is a naive and maybe ignorant thought to have. So act as though 2020 is essentially just continuing as is. And how would you want to continue moving forward in that? So, for the love of all things holy, if you can, purchase Hillary's planner. Just search Hillary Rushford journal or planner, see what you find. I don't even know if you can get her reflection elsewhere or by itself at all, but worth looking into. Do a Google, figure it out, find some questions to ask yourself about 2020, okay? I really do think it's worth it. You had wins. I guarantee you had wins from this year. Let's make sure that you give yourself credit for those, and we can do better in 2021. If you loved this episode, if you find value here on the FitzPro podcast, please head over to iTunes and give the show 5 stars plus a written review. If you do not use Apple Podcasts or iTunes as your podcast platform, you can also just shoot me an email with your review to be entered for Listener of the Week or Listener of the Month. And again, Listener of the Month gets 50% off any non-membership program of mine, as well as a freebie from Frey Skincare that is always announced in the show notes, as well as Annie's weekly wrap. And you can subscribe to that at anniemiller.co/news. Until next time, I am Annie Miller, and thank you so much for tuning into the FitzPro podcast.